My guest at this time is Utah Republican State Senator Dan Lillenquist. He is hoping to be the next U.S. Senator from Utah as he takes on longtime Republican incumbent Orrin Hatch in the June 26th Republican primary. Hatch is running for a seventh term to the U.S. Senate, and in traditionally Republican Utah, the primary will likely determine the next senator for the next 6 years from the state. And Senator, thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, hey, great to be with you again.
One of the things that you and I talked about a few weeks ago when we were together was your effort to get Senator Hatch to debate you. That has not succeeded in the traditional way. He has not agreed to any actual debates. However, you've managed to hold some sort of unique debates with representatives of Senator Hatch. Explain what you believe you've been able to accomplish through that.
Well, we actually did get one debate from Senator Hatch on Friday. I'll tell you about that in a second. But for a long time, we would not agree to debate. And so we had to debate his record for him. And just like he did in 1976, where he debated a cardboard cutout of his opponent, we did the same thing, and it was a lot of fun. We actually had video clips from Senator Hatch. We played his answers. We played our answers. And by the way, I won that debate, just so you know, Greg. But we actually did have a real debate with him. It was a radio debate, which is the only format he would agree to on Friday morning. And it was absolutely remarkable. Because after a long debate, and I pointed out his 16 votes to raise the debt ceiling and all this debt and spending that he's been a part of, I got to ask him the question, do you feel in any way responsible for the debt crisis in this country? And his answer, frankly, no. It was an unbelievable moment. But anyway, we've had a good time. We won that debate clearly, and won the ones that we also had on our own.
What's been the impact on the polls, as far as you can tell, from all that?
Oh, boy, we are excited. You know, it's been interesting. There have not been many polls released in this race. In fact, the Hatch campaign has released no polls. We're spending our efforts on getting out our vote, and even the newspaper here, there have been no public polls. But what we're seeing on the ground and what we've seen from early voting is a tremendous turnout of voters who have never voted before in a primary. And that's not surprising if you think about it. They haven't had a choice in many, many years. So we're very encouraged with what we see on the ground. We think we're in great shape to win this race on Tuesday.
Well, last time we were together, we also talked about your reform efforts at the state level and how you would bring that sort of mentality to Washington. This time around, I want to get your thoughts on the way Congress and Washington in general is responding to a number of challenges, starting with what has been tagged with the misnomer, perhaps, of Taxmageddon, but it is a big tax bill coming due at the start of next year. If nothing is done, you've got all the Bush tax cuts set to expire, payroll taxes, and other things that are all sunsetting at the exact same time at the end of this year. Do you believe that the current crew in Washington is capable of dealing with this in a responsible way? And if you were able to be part of the debate prior to the end of the year, how would you address it?
Well, look, I don't think they have the credibility to deal with it because we're hearing this situation over and over again. Look, our tax system is broken, and it's broken in that we have 50% of the people in this country who don't pay taxes. We have corporations who've gone back and got their own special tax dispensation while the burden falls on all sorts of small business. And then we have the biggest problem is that we change the tax code all the time. Look, I'm in favor of broadening the tax base. Everybody should be paying something. Cutting out the loopholes, the benefit industries, lowering the overall rate. And then most importantly, and you see Taxmageddon is a big issue here, Greg, is because you can't keep changing it. Set it and let it be. Don't just keep sunsetting it because it creates unpredictability. So, look, I think the Bush tax cuts should be extended. But more importantly, I think we've got to broaden the base, stop playing favorites, lower the overall rate, and then leave it be going forward.
When you say broaden the base, of course, you mean, just like you said a moment ago, that everyone ought to have a little bit of skin in the game. On the one hand, you'll have a lot of conservatives saying, yes, we have 50% of the people who aren't even paying federal income taxes. On the other hand, you'll have those who say you want to raise taxes. The only people you want to raise taxes on are the people who can afford it least. How would you respond to them?
Well, look, right now, we use the federal tax code as a welfare system where people are getting refundable tax credits through their taxes. You never paid anything. And we're using it as an income redistribution. Taxation is for identifying problems that government can only solve themselves and funding those appropriately. And everybody needs to have skin in the game. Now, I think if you have a predictable tax code and people know what they're paying and don't have to worry about all the complexity we're dealing with now, I actually think it would be cheaper for some people to pay a very simple rate instead of having going through the rigmarole of filing, you know, massive tax return every year and paying that money to accountants. So, look, you know, no question, there are people who are going to have their taxes raised because they don't pay anything. And when I think of that, I think of GE. GE is probably going to see a tax increase under what I would like to do because they exempted themselves. Everybody should be paying something. When we broaden that base, we can lower overall tax rates and make it predictable, which is what good tax policy is.
We're talking with Utah State Senator Dan Lillenquist, candidate for U.S. Senate. And, sir, I also want to get your reaction to something we've seen in the last several days, and that's the president's rule change on the enforcement of immigration laws, specifically as it relates to people who came here at a very young age. He now says they're Americans except on paper. They should be allowed to stay without fear of deportation, be able to legally obtain work permits. Some people don't like the policy. Some people do. Some people have a lot of problems with the way the president did this. Some people don't. What's your reaction over the last few days?
Well, look, the policy has nothing to do with this argument. And the reason why the president does not get to legislate these issues are very clear. That Congress has the authority and has a very clear rules on the book of what you can and cannot do. And the president of the United States, when he takes an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution, that means he needs to stay in his lane and not try to legislate through executive order. But that is exactly what this president has done. And by the way, Greg, the reason why we're in this mess is that we have allowed presidents to act this way over the last few decades, of Republicans and Democrats, and Congress has really outsourced their policy job to the president of the United States. And this is just the latest extension of this. You just ignore the rule of law altogether. It's not right. Congress should call into task and also make sure they're not funding any of these programs, which is the one thing they've left to themselves, is the power of the purse. But we have a president who has a complete disregard for the rule of law, doesn't understand that he actually left the United States Senate to become president of the United States. He doesn't need to both legislate and execute the law.
Last question before we let you go. When it comes to immigration policy, and Utah, of course, is just one state away from the Mexican border, Senator Hatch has certainly been active on this issue at various times in the past. What do you see as the greatest differences between you and him on policy here?
Well, look, Senator Hatch wants to focus on the edges of immigration reform. He sponsored the DREAM Act, which is a bad idea because it doesn't address the underlying problems with immigration. We need to do three things to focus in on this debate and get it right. One, you have got to secure the border. It is a national security issue. It is a military issue in my mind, and we should put the resources there to secure the border. Second, you've got to open up legal immigration. After 9/11, we shut down the process for people to come here legally because the terrorists did so legally, and it's too expensive, it's too long, and we are keeping people out that we should want here. So the third thing we need to do, so we have to open up legal immigration. Third thing is I don't think it's too much to ask, Greg, when somebody shows up to apply for a new job, to make sure the name on their Social Security card matches the number. I'm in favor of e-verification. I champion legislation in Utah to do that here. But if we focus on securing the border, have a functioning legal immigration process, and also we are focusing on defending people's identity, I think we're a long way there to solving these problems. And I don't think that you can't start at the margins of this debate and make any progress. You've got to go to the heart of it, and it's a border security and legal immigration issue.
Primary election day in Utah is this coming Tuesday, June 26th. And again, State Senator Lillenquist hoping to defeat longtime sitting Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Sir, thank you very much for your time today, and enjoy the last few days of the primary campaign.
Greg, thank you so much. Hey, folks, go to dan4utah.com for more information about our campaign, and we will look forward to Tuesday.
That's danforutah.com. Dan Lillenquist, state senator from Utah. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.